All right, we're looking at something in Baptist history. And today we're going to look at Roger Williams, who technically began the first Baptist church in America in Providence, Rhode Island. It was the first Baptist church in Providence. Roger Williams is an interesting character. He is truly independent. He left the Congregational Church, the Church of England. He was really, Roger Williams was maybe 250 years ahead of his time in his thinking. He was against slavery. He befriended the Indians when no one else wanted to befriend the Indians, when they thought they didn't even have a soul. And I wanted just to talk this morning about him and really a series of events that in the providence of God were put into play that would change the world. And he, as I said, was among few other people that thought the Indians were worth time. They were considered subhuman, and he had a genuine spiritual concern for the Indians. And he went to the Massasoit, and the Massasoit, you might remember, were the tribe that came to the first, that met the pilgrims, that came to the first Thanksgiving, Chief Massasoit and his warriors. And Roger Williams went to those people. He made friends with them. He learned their language. And then he taught them the gospel. And really hundreds and hundreds of these Indians were saved because of his teaching and preaching among them. The Indians were thrilled that a white man would consider them an equal. And so they really befriended him, and we'll see later what happens. But he drafted a treaty of friendship with this tribe, which later would pave the way for the establishment of some of the colonies in America. But as I said, he was independent. He was very vocal against the state church. He believed that the Bible taught that there should not be a state church. He believed in freedom of conscience. He preached against infant baptism, and the Boston authorities, the English authorities, decided they were going to banish him. He went to trial a couple times, and they decided to banish him. They were going to put him on a ship and send him back to England. And he was sick at this time, and there was the winter was coming. There was a big storm coming in, and so they thought they would just let him be at home, and they would pick him up later. He decided to escape and leave his home because he felt that the fight was worth it, the fight for liberty of conscience. And so he bundled himself up and in his coat. He stuffed some food in his pocket. He kissed his wife and his little baby goodbye, and he stole out into the storm. And this storm was severe, at great personal risk. He traveled across farms and through woods, and by midnight it turned into a blizzard. He walked miles and miles in this cold, and the next day he reached the camp of the Narragansett Indians. Now, as I said, he had gone to the Massasoit and the Narragansett Indians to witness to them earlier and developed friends with them. They greeted him as a friend. They thought him out. They brought him in. They wanted him to stay with them for the whole winter. And during that time, some interesting things happened. First of all, the Massasoit and the Narragansett, they were going to have a war between the two of them. They were at odds. And he reconciled those problems. He drew up a treaty to solve that war. He did a couple of things, but in great gratitude, Chief Massasoit gave him a tract of land, which would later become Providence, Rhode Island. Very interesting thing that happened there. And in this winter time when he was with the Indians, he decided that he would begin an independent colony. He would break off from Massachusetts Bay and begin an independent colony on this tract of land, and he would open it up to all who desired religious freedom. And the Lord really worked here, and in God's providence, it's just amazing how this all began to work. Later, I won't go into the whole story, but he on March 24, 1638, he procured from the Narragansett Indians the official, deed of land for what is now Rhode Island. And, of course, he built Providence, Rhode Island there and that Baptist church there. And it all began with personal soul winning. This man felt that the Indians need to be evangelized through great personal danger. He went to them, could have been killed easily, as there was, they hated the white men and vice versa. And God in His providence began a series of events that would really change the world. This is really one of the most important moments in history at this time when he would sneak out and go across all this land to spend the winter with these Indians. In a time when everybody exploited the Indians, he felt that, and the Spirit of God worked in his heart that he should witness to them and give them the gospel, and God used this to prepare a way for the establishment of a place that that would be for religious liberty and where religious liberty could prosper. And we think of this. This really is this wonderful moment in history and how God used this man at this time. And I want to thank the Lord for his providence and how he works in the lives of his children and Roger Williams this morning. All right, ushers, if you'll come, we'll take our